welcome back to another episode of the She Invest podcast with your hosts. I am Allie Fugit.
And I'm Carrie Douglas.
And we are She Invest. And we wanted to come back today. We're excited to be back. It has been a while since we have recorded an episode. And it's a great time, a great day for us to come back. Little unbeknownst to us about the date that we scheduled to come back would actually be International Women's Day. So happy International Women's Day. And a great additive to us hitting the ground hard and coming back strong with She Invests. But today we wanted to take some time to let you guys know what's been going on as our first episode back. And we do have some upcoming guests coming on over the next couple weeks that are going to, you know, really be great people for you to hear from and the different types of investing they're doing. But for us, the past couple months, we've had to take a break. And I mentioned to Carrie that I thought for our first episode, we should really bring that back to you guys, because a lot of it has to do with alignment and lifestyle and what we're investing in and everything we had going on. And so, yeah, so that's what we're going to talk about today, as well as a really big update for She Invests at the end of the episode that we're going to talk about. So
yeah,
stick around. Yes, stick around for a special announcement, and we're going to get to that. So Carrie, you want to start off with kind of where we left off with She Invests was right at December.
Yeah, and I think to your point, Allie, about like trying to figure out what's in alignment. Like when we talk about investing, usually we're talking about dollars, but I think it's important to think about where we're investing our time. And so that's what I've been giving some thought to, not only over the last couple of months, but especially the last week. Like I met with a mentor yesterday, and we really tried to get focused on like, okay, what do I actually want? Like, what is the one thing? And, you know, try to keep the main thing, right? And I originally started on my investing journey to be, pretty passive and to just have passive income. And so, for me, like I've had to have, you know, have that conversation a little bit lately where it's like, yeah, I don't think I'm on the management side of future deals that I'm doing. Like, that's not really what I'm interested in. So I will either be hiring a manager or whatever. So it's just a great chance for us to really kind of like dial out, like go to a high level and just say like, okay, how does this all fit into what I have as a vision for my life? And I know you've been doing some of that over the past week as well, kind of revamping your schedule. What does my week look like? That kind of thing. And so I'm appreciative for everyone's patience while we kind of just like sort out like, okay, where does this fit in our lives and in our mission and living into our purpose? So yeah. Do you want to say a little bit about that as well?
Yeah, I completely agree. And that's exactly what we've been doing. We've been taking a lot of time. We've both joined a different mentorship program, and we've had a lot of time to think about different aspects of our lives. And it does come down to what are we doing this for and where are we spending our time? And so for us, or for me in particular, over this past week, I've made a lot of drastic changes. And I have just started to become very savage with my time and where I'm going to spend it. And for this community in particular, we really wanted to be able to give time to this community, to serve this community. And before, we were just getting pulled in different directions. And so I think over the last couple months, we've just taken time to reflect and figure out what we wanted to bring to the table and how was it that we could serve the community. Mm-hmm. And how was it that we could be better for you guys? And so I think we finally figured that out. But for myself, I think I've had to do a lot of reflection on, you know, I coach a lot to my students on what is your average perfect day look like? And I think that for the most part, I've been living a lot of average perfect days, especially going, you know, working with mentors and everything. I've been living a lot of average perfect days. Okay. Right. Like we all know that like no day will ever be perfect, obviously, or you're going to have a collection of those perfect days, but most of them are just average.
It's not like your wedding day, right? Like your wedding day might be your perfect day or the day your child is born or something very significant. Right. But we're just talking about like on a Tuesday? What does the perfect Tuesday look like? Yeah.
Exactly. And so, and for me, like, and we're moms, right? So like, what is my average day look like? Everybody talks about a balance, and like, you can't have a balance, like balance doesn't exist. So like, for me, my average perfect day is a really good integration between my family and my business. And I feel like I've been living a collective account of those average perfect days. But something I've never taken the time to do is like to look at what does my average perfect week look like? And so that was a question I was challenged with at the beginning of the week. And I just started to make drastic changes immediately. And it like has gotten me to places this week and made connections for me this week that I never would have made unless I immediately made those changes. And you know, there's a ton of divine intervention that happened this week because I made those changes. So, so that's, you know, again, realignment with my goals this week. For, you know, just particularly talking about this week, I had another realignment. I had another guide, into the area of focus. And, so that's what we're talking about. And so in December, Carrie and I took a trip to Costa Rica, and, in Costa Rica, we've done a lot of amazing things, but during that time, it was mainly a time to reconnect for wellness, for mindset, and again, like realignment. And all the activities we did were focused around those things. Wouldn't you agree, Carrie?
Yeah. I called it like a healing trip. Yeah.
Yeah. And I still have things like in my office right here that are like continually keeping me grounded to that. Like literally have the, you know, swimsuit covered. Like I have it tied to my chair. You know, I've got my rocks over here. I have a ring that I wear consistently for the waves to keep me grounded. And it was a really good time to like reconnect. And at that time, Carrie and I were having conversations like, what are we doing with She Invests? How are we serving? Like, what is the goal? And, we knew what we wanted to do. We wanted to bring a community of really strong powerhouse women together, for investing. And not just centralized around short-term rentals, not just centralized around hotels, but like all investing, all types of women who are looking to do this to create generational wealth for their families. But like, what was the goal? Right. And mm-hmm. I don't think we had an answer for it at that time.
No,
we did it. And we, I think we did a lot of like meditation, a lot of like inner work. Right. I think it started with us. And I think that's what that trip was about. Like starting with us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And like my activity, for instance, in like the Facebook community, like I'd been pretty absent, you know, like just thinking about like, okay, either do it or don't do it, but don't half-ass it. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And so we just decided that, we needed to like provide some areas of focus for ourselves around that and how we were going to best do that. So that's what we've been doing. And, I think that this brings up a really good topic of conversation for today, and kind of what this episode's more geared towards before we make our special announcement at the end, that in all areas and aspects of life, it is a great time or at any point that you need to come back for that realignment, right? So I thought that it would be a great opportunity for us to kind of speak to that today.
Yeah, and it's not just like, oh, at the new year or when you have like a birthday and you're like, oh, starting the next trip around, right? Like it's okay to do this all the time, right? Then you know that you're not kind of like you're constantly course correcting when you need to. Mm-hmm. Like this is good to do in business. It's good to do in things like this, in your home life, in relationships with your partner. Like it's just, it's so important to, you know, make sure that you're staying on the same page and that you're aligned. Yeah.
Exactly. And so for me personally, I had grown up through a lot of like, a lot of my family didn't do like goal alignment yearly, right? Mm-hmm. Even at that yearly mark, they didn't do it. And going through school, being a part of like different organizations and stuff, I was always very goal oriented in the things that we were a part of. So I felt like that was something that was kind of instilled in me that wasn't instilled in the generations before me, which is fine. Again, we're all like the product of like doing better than the ones before us. So I've had to develop what that looks like for me. And originally when I started this journey, I thought that it was like, hey, you're going to set yearly goals and then you reassess at the end of the year. Right. And then it became like, I set my yearly goal. Now I got to reassess in the middle of the year. And it's trickled down to where for me, I do a realignment weekly. Right. Mm-hmm. And so, so every week I'm now like checking, are these tasks that I have going on for the week? Are these meetings that I have going on for the week? Are the things that we're involved in this week, are they in alignment with my goals? Are they in alignment where I want to go? Are they in alignment for what is going to fulfill me? And I started doing that every Sunday, and like, and that's how I'm planning my weeks now. And if the answer is no, then I either A, just don't need to be doing it, or B, I need to delegate that to somebody else to be mm-hmm. doing it. Right. Mm-hmm. If it's not in alignment for me.
Yeah. Like, is my calendar reflective of my values?
Right.
Yeah. Every week. Yeah. Right. Awesome. Yeah. So do you want to share a little update of like where things are at in your business right now and what projects you have going on?
Yeah. So our hotel is live. We officially had the grand opening in January. So new year, new hotel, new things for the community. It's going amazing. We are hitting higher projections than we expected for the slow season. So that's been a great thing happening for us. Our management company is growing, and we actually have a new plan in place for that. In addition to, we have taken on, you know, a lot of coaching, and we also have a meetup franchise that I'm focusing a lot of attention on right now. That is very fulfilling for me, a great way to serve our community, and we're looking to take that international.
Awesome. I love it.
What about you, Carrie?
For me right now, there's some coaching going on, but my main priority, as we were talking about, just like kind of clearing the path to keep the main thing, is my boutique hotel in Lake Geneva. We have construction going on right now, and I'm super excited. Like, things are moving forward, and we should be able to get our first phase of construction completed in time for peak season, which I'm really excited about. So that's been my main focus. And then I've been thinking a lot about like, what do I want? What are some of the goals I have like for our family over the next year? So we have like a Mediterranean cruise on the wish list and some other things. And I'm going to make myself set a date for those in the next few weeks. So it's just time. Like when I was chatting yesterday with two different mentors of mine, you know, it was pointed out to me, like, you don't need to wait until you hit some kind of goal to like do some of these things. You could do most of them right now. So why don't you just do them right now? And I was like, oh, okay, that's a good idea. That's good advice. I tell that to people. Why don't I do that myself? Right. So,
well, yeah. Well, I think something that you and I have been studying and learning on that is that when we do those things, we're actually putting ourselves in that like winning state. Mm-hmm. Of feeling that accomplishment come out of like doing that, you know, service to yourself, service to your family in that aspect. And it puts you in a higher frame of mind.
Yeah. Right? And it helps you assume the identity of the person who has hit the goal. Right.
Mm-hmm. So right, exactly.
So that's, yeah, that's what it's all about. I'm excited.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so funny. So we sat down last night and you know, along this journey, when we started this journey, I never thought I'd be having some of the conversations that I have now.
Mm-hmm.
And I never thought that I would be the person running numbers on hotels and you know, looking over financial reports and, you know, figuring out business structures and things like that. But I also never thought I'd be having a conversation in my parents' living room to discuss a 2 to 3 week vacation to Europe.
Wow.
Like, and figuring that out and like what that looks like. I never would have dreamed, and I never would have dreamed to be the one to pay for it. I never would have dreamed that. And that's like, for me, like we do have a reason that we're going, a friend is getting married. But I never thought I'd be the one to be bringing up the conversation to have a 3 week trip to Europe to my family and for me to be the one to purchase it. And that just kind of hit me hard last night. Like to think about the journey, to think about where we've come from, like all of us are in, like, you're in a different identity than you were 2 years ago. You're a different identity than you were last month. Right. Mm-hmm. The point is to like always be growing. And I never imagined being in the identity I am today to have some of those conversations that I'm having. And that was exactly what you're saying. Like, and to know that like we don't, someone's getting married, we're going over there, but like to have the freedom and to have the option to just take the time.
Yeah.
Make the decision, take the time. And then to take my family along on that journey.
Mm-hmm. And someone getting married over there is the catalyst. Like that's what brought up the conversation, right? But there are plenty of people who don't go when someone's, you know, when there's an event taking place in a different, you know, location, they aren't mm-hmm. able to attend. Or one of the ones I heard recently was, well, that'll only be a long weekend. If we go, we'd really like to go for a longer period of time. Well, then just extend it and stay longer, right? Like just do it. Life is short, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think it's so great. Like, yes, the wedding is the catalyst, but like the ability right. to go and the reason that you're truly like going and able to go is where you're at.
Yeah. I'm super excited because like the reason – so we're going for a wedding, and originally, like, if my husband and I, it's just exactly what you're saying. If my husband and I, it's a kid-free wedding, okay? But if we had gone just ourselves, it would have been just that, like a 5-day trip, and we'd come back. And while we would have gotten to experience one area, whatever. But we made the decision to just, and let me back this up. We made this decision when we didn't know if we were going to be able to afford it. Okay, we just made the decision. We want to take our kids with us. We want to take them over there, experience this. The universe is offering this opportunity to us. So how can we go over there and take our kids and have and still be able to go to this kid-free wedding? Grandma and grandpa can come, right? And
bring a babysitter.
and how amazing it is that we can have the offer to be able to say, I'm literally going to give you a multiple week vacation for you to watch my kids for one day.
All you have to do is just take care of them for the night.
Just a few hours. I need you to watch them and I'm going to handle everything else for you. And so, but it's those conversations I never thought I would have. I never thought that I would be having conversations that we have in some of our mentorships about higher level things that, you know, that would blow a lot of people's minds and like a lot of people aren't ready to hear them, but I am fortunate and so blessed and thankful to be in the room to be able to hear those conversations. Yeah. And to be able to, you know, just advance myself and our family, right, to the next level and to that next piece where we can just elevate that generational wealth for everybody.
Mm-hmm. That's so exciting.
Yeah. For real. So do we want to get into what our announcement is for everyone?
Yes, let's do that.
Okay, you want to take it away?
Yeah. So when we really started thinking about like, okay, what is She Invest? Is it just a podcast? Is it just a Facebook community? Like, what is this? The thing that I think called to me was around consulting, because I know that there's something in me that will always enjoy sharing what I've done with other people in hopes that it helps them. achieve the same results. And it's not specific, like you said, Allie, it's not specific to short-term rentals or hotels or one type of real estate or the other. Like we bring this up all the time that, you know, my first life-changing experience that came from real estate investing was just a home that I lived in. And being able to, like, when I moved, walk away with enough cash to pay off all my student loans, like that changed my family tree. So just being there to support people who are interested in changing their financial situation, building wealth through real estate, and what does that look like? And so it's not one of those, like, you know, pay for this class type of things, but it's more like, let's meet one-on-one. Let's talk about your individual situation. Let's hear what have you done so far? What's working for you? What can we change? What can we tweak? And like that's something that I think is super exciting. And because it's so much more personal than just like,
subscription.
Right. Exactly. Not a subscription where you're like on your own watching modules or whatever it is. Like it's individualized one-on-one attention for you, for your situation. Whether we're consulting on, you know, the wealth building strategy, like my friend has been approached by her landlord to do a rent to own. Should I do that? Should I not do that? What are the pros and cons? What does that look like? What are the terms of that contract typically, right? All the way over to like, hey, I'm entering a partnership with someone on an investment property that I'm purchasing. Is that a good idea? Why or why not? Like, what are the pros and cons to that? I've already been consulting on these things. It just isn't something that I ever had offered. It just sort of happened organically over lunch, right? But now it's something that I want, you know, to make sure we let people know is here as a resource.
Absolutely. And so I think when we were talking about this, a lot of this stemmed from the time that we spent in Costa Rica. When we did this whole wellness trip in Costa Rica, but a lot of the time was spent like looking at real estate, talking about real estate. And then we were sitting in Tide Pools. We were sitting in Tide Pools just talking about business structure and syndications and the different aspects and the vocabulary and, you know, all these ways that we found that we could help people and that we were really good at. Mm-hmm. And then it just stemmed from there. And then we just kind of started realizing that we were just naturally falling into these positions where we were helping people do a lot of these investment journeys. And so we've decided that that's what we want to offer to this community. And that's where we feel like our purpose is for you guys. So, so moving forward, if you're interested in, or if you're in the middle of an investment, if you'd like somebody to look over your deals, if you're looking for consulting on business entity structure, investment strategies, whether it's wealth building, or general, you know, real estate investing, we would love to work with you. And so if you're interested in that, you can send Carrie a DM or myself a DM, or you can also email us at she.invest@gmail.com. And we're happy to like look over everything with you and, you know, talk to you about our different packages we have to offer in terms of consulting.
Awesome. I'm so excited.
Me too. I'm super excited to have found a way to help this community that I feel like is in need. And, you know, another thing we talked about, Carrie, was in this business, there's not a lot of women that do this. And so
yeah.
I think that this is a super value add to a lot of women in this community where you can be consulted by another woman who is, you know, thinking the same way you are. You know, we probably have maybe a little bit more experience in these areas than you do, but sometimes it just comes across better from woman to woman than it does man to woman. So we're here to help you. We're here to, you know, raise that standard within our community and hopefully help a lot of you guys scale and you know, definitely increase your investments in the future.
Yeah. Awesome. I'm so excited.
Me too. Okay, well, this has been great, guys. We have an episode coming next week on Tuesday, I believe. And so there'll be some information coming about that. You're not going to want to miss that. It's about some boutique hotel operators that we're bringing in, owners and operators. You're going to want to hear that. And then we have another episode coming the week after that with a woman that's going to sincerely blow your mind with her investment strategies, as well as her mindset piece that she's going to bring and share with you guys. It's going to be phenomenal. So, and then we have some more guests scheduled for that, but those are the two next episodes we have, and you don't want to miss them. So be sure to go and subscribe, follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can also look us up on YouTube. So we're super excited, and we look forward to seeing you guys next week.
Awesome. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.